Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning the eighth chapter in Maseches Brachos, which details a list of differences of opinion that the schools of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have when it comes to the laws of a meal. Today we will be starting with the first two Mishnayos, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Elu devarim shebein Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel b'Seuda. These are the things that are differences of opinion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when it comes to a meal. The first one is, Beis Shammai omrim, mevarech al hayom, ve'akachach mevarech al hayayin. Beis Shammai says that first you would say the blessing on the day, the actual Kiddush. For example, on Shabbos you would say, Baruch Atah Hashem mekadesh haShabbos. Blessed is God who sanctifies the Shabbos. And on Yontiv you would say the appropriate text for whatever the day happens to be. So Beis Shammai says you say that Kiddush, the blessing on the day, after which you would say the blessing on the wine, Barei Pri Hagafen. Beis Hillel omrim, Mevarech al Hayayin, V'akarchach Mevarech al Hayom. Beis Hillel is of the opinion that first you say the bracha on the wine, you would say Barei Pri Hagafen, afterwards you would say the blessing of Kiddush, for example, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. Mevarech al Hayom, B'tchila Kiddush Hayom, V'akarchach Mevarech al Hayayin. First he says the blessing on the day, afterwards he says the blessing on the wine, Barei Pri Hagafen. Why? Shetchila Kiddush Hayom va'akarchach v'hayayin al hashulchan b'shvil hayom. Because first the day became sanctified. Sun goes down, here you go, it's Shabbos. Afterwards, you bring the wine to the table because it's Shabbos. U'kashem shekidim l'knisa kach kodem l'vracha. And just like it precedes it in occurring in real life, just like the day became Shabbos before you brought the wine, same thing, you should say the blessing on the day before the blessing on the wine. First come, first blessed. However, Beis Hillel says, Mevarech HaHayayin, you should say the blessing for the wine, Tchila, first. V'hu hadin l'makadesh al hapas. And the same thing applies to someone who says Kiddush on bread. Shehayayin o hapas, gormin l'kiddush hayom. Because the wine or the bread causes Kiddush to be said. Shim ein lo yayin o pas, lo yikadesh. If he didn't have wine, if he didn't have bread, he would not be able to say Kiddush. So they're both valid points of view. Beis Shammai says the day comes first, and that's why we have the Kiddush. And Beis Hillel says if we didn't have wine, or if we didn't have bread, we wouldn't be able to say Kiddush. So two differences of opinion, two points of view, and of course we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. Now that one may seem pretty straightforward. Mishnah Beis, nowhere near as straightforward. Here's what you need to know for Mishnah Beis. You need to know that unwashed hands have a din of sheni latuma, a second degree of ritual impurity, and that liquids only have one degree of ritual impurity, which is rishon latuma, a first degree of impurity. So normally, something that touches something impure gets the next degree. So, for example, you know, a sheni would create a shlishi, would create a third degree, a lesser degree. When something of a sheni touches liquids, however, it goes to rishon, it goes to a higher degree, because that's the only category that liquids have. Keep that in mind. We're going to need that information in a few minutes. Mishnah Beis. Beis Shammai omrin, Beis Shammai say, Nodlin liyadayim, v'achar kach, mozgin es hakos. Wash the hands, and afterwards stir the cup, prepare the cup. As we mentioned previously, their wine was not ready to drink like our wine. It was more of a wine concentrate, a thick syrup that needed to be diluted with water in order to be drinkable. And we had said that in its undiluted state, it would even be a bracha of ha'etz. It would not be considered wine at all. So Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you would wash your hands on the Tilas Yadayim, then you would prepare the cup for Kiddush. Ubeis Hillel omrim, mozgin es hakos v'akachach notlin liyadayim. Beis Hillel says, no, first you prepare the cup, afterwards you wash netilas yadayim. And they both have reasons for their points of view, and both of their reasons have to do with transmission of impurity. Let's take a look at the Barton Neuro. Beis Shammai omrim, notlin liyadayim v'akachach mozgin es hakos. Beis Shammai says, first wash your hands, afterwards prepare the cup. She'im ata omer mozgin es hakos tchila. If you would say that the cup should be prepared first, Gzeira Shema Yitmu Hamashkim Shenaflu Ba'achurei Hakos Machmas Hayadayim. It's a preventative measure against the possibility that the liquids that fall on the outside of the cup will become ritually impure by touching the unwashed hands. Shehayadayim kodim netila toras sheni l'tuma yesh lehen. Because before they're washed, hands, as I mentioned, have a din, they have a rule, that they are considered sheni l'tuma, a second degree of impurity. Umetamin es hamashkin liyos tchila. And they can impart this impurity to liquids to become a rishon l'tuma. They can become a first degree of impurity. So what if they do? V'yachzru hamayim v'yitamu es achurei hakos. So if the hands are unclean and they touch drops of liquid, they become a rishon, and then those drops will make the cup, the outside of the cup, ritually unclean. Shehamashkin shenitmu mitamin kelim midrabanan. Because ritually impure liquids transmit this impurity to kelim, to vessels, as a law of midrabanan. Elishahikilu bitumazu, they were lenient in this type of impurity. Shekli shenitmu achurav b'mashkin tameim lo nitmu tocho v'lo yadav v'lo ogano. That they were lenient when it comes to a cup that becomes impure in such a manner that the outside would not transmit this impurity to the inside or the handle or the lip. So only the outside would be impure if it was touched with liquids from your hands in this fashion. V'savrei Beis Shammai, asur lehishtamish b'chos she'achurav t'meim. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that nevertheless, you're not allowed to use a cup whose outside is impure. Af al pi shelo nitmu socho, even though the inside of the cup doesn't become impure from this. So here you've got a kiddush cup. Your hands are not yet washed. Some drops from the cup get on your hands. They become a rishon l'tuma. They make the outside of the cup impure. Even though it doesn't make the inside of the cup impure, Beis Shammai feels you're not permitted to use such a cup. Gzeira shemiyinatzu nitzotzos misocho al achurei hakos v'yikabu hamashkim tuma machmas achurav v'yitamu es hayadayim. Beis Shammai say you're not allowed to use such a cup because drops that become impure from it can roll onto your hands and make your hands impure. So just like the hands can touch drops which would then impurify the cup, in other cases, the cup can impurify drops, which would then impurify your hands. So they feel that it's not permitted to use such a cup at all. And since it's forbidden to use a cup whose exterior is unclean, therefore you have to wash your hands first to prevent this from occurring, from you making the outside of the cup impure. And after you've washed your hands, then you can prepare the cup. Because then the outside of the cup won't be able to become impure from your clean hands. Because otherwise the cup is going to become impure and you'll be using it impermissibly. It would be usher for you to use a cup if you impurified it in the fashion that Beis Shammai is worried about. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel svarei, ein isur lehishtamish b'kli she'achurav t'meim. The whole difference of opinion is that Beis Shammai feels that it's not forbidden to use a cup whose exterior is impure. Hilkach, mozgin es hakos t'chila b'shosin oso. Therefore, you mix the cup first, and you drink it. So you prepare the cup, you say kiddush, drink it up, v'akarchach notlin l'yadayim. And afterwards, you wash your hands for bread, as we do. She'imata omer notlin liyadayim tchila. If you would say, wash your hands first, v'yakar kach mozgin es hakos, and afterwards you would prepare the cup, gzeir shemayu achurei hakos tameim. Maybe the outside of the cup is impure. Keep in mind, Beis Hillel says you're allowed to use a cup whose exterior is impure. But if you were to touch it with your clean, freshly washed hands, shemutar lishtamish b'klisha achurev tameim, because it's allowed to use an impure exterior cup. V'lo yihu yadav negunos yafe, if your hands are not well dried. V'yitamu achurei hakli hamashkim shebiyadav. Then the exterior of the kli, of the cup, would make impure the water, the liquid that's still on your hands. V'oson mashkin shenasu tchila yechazru v'yitamu es hayadayim. So those drops of liquid would become impure from the cup, and then they would go back and render your hands impure. V'nimsa ochel b'yadayim misolus. And then you'd find that he's eating with uncleaned hands. So the entire difference of opinion between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai hinges upon whether or not it's permissible to use a cup whose exterior is impure. Beis Shammai's opinion is based on preventing you from making the exterior of the cup impure, because then you would be doing something usser. Beis Hillel says, no, that's okay if the exterior of the cup is impure. They're just worried that it doesn't make your hands impure before the meal. And that is the end of the first two Mishnayos in the 8th chapter of Maseches Brachos. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.